This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
And you are listening to Melinda.
Hello.
How are you doing, Melinda?
I'm great, thank you.
And Kay, how are you doing, Kay?
I'm great.
And you guys are going to have one of the more interesting subjects that we've ever had, because we're looking at careers in high school. And basically what you're doing is you're preparing them for the next level that they're hopefully going to spend a great deal of their lives in, and you're going to make sure that they are successful. And Kay Nixon, I guess I should say.
Yes.
And Melinda Hamby, is that correct?
That's correct.
You are, let's get into how you got started in this, because this is something that a lot of us have been wanting for a long time in our high schools, because it seems like sometimes we throw a lot of education at them, but what is going to be the final results of what's happening in the classroom?
We're fortunate. We have the largest career and technical program in the state. Mm-hmm. We have 144 teachers at the high school level, and then we have 30 at the middle school. And so our goal is to develop skilled, sustainable jobs mm-hmm. for our students, so that once they graduate from high school, they have a skill mm-hmm. that they can go into work immediately or go to the technology center or the community college. Most of these students do not need a four-year degree
right.
for the skills that are out there. And so what we try to do is make sure we get them into the right avenue to get the skills that they need for the job that they are looking for.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about some of the other states that have gone into this. And in a lot of ways, it's a way for the student to become more successful earlier in life without having to go through all of the cost and the classroom activity before they actually go into another job. And you were saying earlier that only 20% of the students that go into a university really need to do that. You have other avenues for them to become successful and make it a positive thing for the community they live in.
That's correct. We have students that go into auto mechanics, mm-hmm. and these students can get certified in four of their modules for ASE, mm-hmm. so that when they come out of high school, they're halfway through their training. They can finish in a year and a half. To get that, once they have 2 years of experience, they are a certified ASE mechanic.
That's and amazing.
That's
so
wonderful.
They become productive citizens just right off the bat.
Immediately, that's correct.
Now, are the businesses in Rutherford County, have they bought onto this, and are you partnering up with them on a lot of these things that are going on?
That's what we're working with now. We've been working with the manufacturing group here in mm-hmm. Rutherford County with Bridgestone, mm-hmm. Motlow, Nissan, and setting up pathways so that students know what courses they need to take from the 9th through the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can give them a plan where they can go on to the technology center or the community college or directly to work.
Mm-hmm.
We are also working with a pathway with the manufacturing group that eventually will go to the university, so mm-hmm. students can get out of the pathway and work wherever they want to get off,
mm-hmm.
but they can go on. So it's really exciting.
Now, if a smaller, mom and pop organizations, small businesses, if they are aware of this, I presume that there will be a pipeline for them to go through to kind of buy onto this, because everybody is looking for good workers, skilled workers, those that can hit the ground running. How do they get involved in this?
We have advisory councils at each school,
mm-hmm.
and then I have a advisory council for the county.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that is, they have to bring in business partners
mm-hmm.
twice a year to look at the skills that the students need, the jobs that they have, the what they can earn? Exactly what do we need to include in our classroom to make sure we're preparing the students that the community wants?
And Melinda, you are running alongside this program, mm-hmm. but it has a different aspect to
right.
it.
Right. My area is a little bit unique in that it is a subset of the Career and Technical Ed Department, but mm-hmm. most likely the students I see will go on to the four-year college or to university. But the Project Lead the Way experience at Central Magnet School can include middle school students getting their hands wet with a little bit of engineering and technology through mm-hmm. the exploratory program. And then in high school, if they so choose, they can do year-long courses of study in engineering. We also have biomedical science. Mm-hmm. So the students can get into either one of those and see if it's something they really like. And in the end, they can earn college credits doing that as well. Mm-hmm. That gives them a good opportunity to decide, is this for me? Is this what I really want to do before I go spend the money in college, mm-hmm. before I make that major investment in time and money? And maybe they do, and maybe they don't. And either way, it's a good opportunity for them to explore and decide if that's what they want to do when they get done with high school.
Now, we were talking about this earlier, and I was wondering how that was going to affect the test scores that everybody is graded on now from the superintendent on down. And you're saying that it's a positive thing.
Yes,
it is wonderful. And career and technical graduation rate in Rutherford County is 98.96%.
That's amazing.
I mean, it is amazing. Once the students get in a class and have their hands in the middle of it, they're using their math, they're using their language arts, they're using science, and it makes the academics mean something for them so that they know how to apply what they've been taught in other classes. And so it is outstanding. Our math rate is high. I want to say it's 97%. I haven't gotten our newest report card mm-hmm. yet, but we're working on it. But it's like 98% in language arts, too. So we're very pleased.
You know, it almost makes too much sense when you start thinking about it. You know, how is it that we haven't bought onto this years ago? And I'm tickled to death because when I was talking to Don Odom the other day and we started bringing up the career programs that you have, oh, I said, oh, my goodness. You know, that's what you guys have been needing all along. And you know, we all remember times back when we were going through school and we were saying, we will never use this again. Why are we having to do this? And actually, it affected your way to study for that course because you really weren't happy to doing it start. It really did make a whole lot of sense. But now what you're doing is so logical.
We have five students from Laverne High School that have gotten their cosmetology license. Mm-hmm. They went through the program at Laverne through 2 years, and five of those students are already working now.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that's wonderful.
How do you select the career programs that you have in school?
I look at the jobs in our area for workforce investment number 9, which includes Rutherford County, Wilson County, Trousdale, and Rutherford. Mm-hmm. And so it tells us what the top jobs are. Mm-hmm. And so I look at that information yearly mm-hmm. to see what programs do we need to put in, which ones do we need to close mm-hmm. to make sure that we're preparing students for the jobs that are out there. Another thing that I don't do, in graphic arts, everybody will say, why don't you have it at every school? Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't jobs for all of them. So why do I need to put it at every school? Let's have a few in these places. And so we rotate the places that we have them so that we don't oversell the program and then they can't get a job.
Now, how many of the counties are actually involved in career teaching in their schools?
All of ours.
All of the counties are in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
I mean, each district.
Yes, but they don't have as many teachers as we do. Some of them just have ag, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We're huge.
You guys have actually bought on to it 100%.
That's correct.
And you're seeing what's going to be happening in the community. I mean, we all remember days when students had to leave Rutherford County to go to other places because there just weren't jobs here.
That's right.
Now we have the jobs. We just need the people who can go into those jobs and become successful, not only for them, but for also the businesses.
That's correct.
So this has got to be something special. And you were talking about earlier that some of the businesses actually pay for the student to get to further their education in what area
yes,
they're going
Yes, that's
into.
Correct. We have a partnership with Motlow mm-hmm. and with Bridgestone. And Oakland High School is going to have 12 students that will participate in the mechatronics program. Mm-hmm. And what they will do, they will work at the high school in the morning. In the afternoon, they will go to Bridgestone mm-hmm. to training from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. When they graduate in the spring, they will get a Siemens Level 1 certification. And then the manufacturing group in the county will hire these workers, and they can work part time and then go to class mm-hmm. for level 2, and they will pay for the cost of that. Our manufacturing groups, they came up with the funding to fund 12 students on a scholarship, and it's about $2,500 per student. Mm-hmm. But they came up with the money for next year, and this will be our first opportunity to get it going, and then we hope to expand that across the county. Nissan is working on a program with the technology center and the schools. And so what they're looking at is we will teach some of the courses at the schools. Mm-hmm. Then they can go to the technology center, or they can go to the training center at Nissan. Mm-hmm. And they will hire them as workers and train them through their program. It's a wonderful partnership.
Now, I can see where they would go into whichever business it is at probably a first level. They already know the jobs pretty much, but then they have to catch on to how the particular business does it.
Yes.
Do they get any special compensations for that from their business because they're already skilled workers when they go in?
Yes. What they do, the best opportunity for the business is that they have that student there in their facility for the training. Mm-hmm. They know if they're a good employee. So they can hire them immediately. Mm-hmm. And they will then say, we want you to stay in this program. We'll pay for your training. We will hire you. After 90 days, you'll get your full benefits mm-hmm. and be a regular employee for our business. And I mean, it's outstanding. Some of these students will start out to $30,000 to $60,000 in a year.
That's amazing. And you have people with degrees at universities
that
can't find a job. I think we've promoted education a little bit too much in some levels, and we've kind of hamstrung the communities
that
way.
Well, we're fortunate in Rutherford County because our school board had a retreat last year, and they came back and they said the number one focus for their board mm-hmm. is career and technical education, and they have been supportive for us. They help with the funding that we need. Mm-hmm. These programs are expensive to get the equipment mm-hmm. up to date. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we teach it on the stuff that's out of date, then we're not doing any good mm-hmm. for these workers. So we try to keep everything up to date, and the board works with us great on giving us the budgets that we need.
Now, the parents, they would be the hardest to sell, because every parent wants their child to have a degree and a master's and a doctorate and all that. And as you well know, most of the kids are really not, they don't have the aptitudes for that.
Right.
They have certain desires that they want to go to that's opposite of what their parents would like. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's very difficult. You know, every parent believes that their child needs to go to college. And
yeah, but how much time does that parent spend with that child?
Well, that's right. And the thing is, we have got to get the word out from counselors to parents of the jobs that are there and what the skills are needed. Mm-hmm. You know, does it need a 4-year degree? Mm-hmm. Or can we give them just, you know, a year program at the technology center or a 2-year program at a community college? And that's the big part. That's the problem, is getting that information out to students, parents, and getting counselors to get them in the middle of it, to let them know what they need.
You know, you also have to sell the businesses on that, because a lot of times they feel like if the the new worker hired has a degree, then they have more opportunities for them to advance. And if you have someone that can portray that to them in a logical manner, is why do you need that when you've got all these skills with this particular person? And whatever the child's major is in school probably doesn't pertain to what your business has.
That's exactly right.
And you're saying only 20% of the businesses actually need a four-year degree.
That's correct.
Now, you deal a little bit on a different level, mm-hmm. Melinda. Now, how do you prepare the students for the career and for the university that they may be going to?
Well, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. A couple things we do in our class, first and foremost, is we treat the classroom like it's a business. Mm-hmm. And I tell them they need to behave in my classroom as if they were working. Mm-hmm. And so everything from their attitude to their punctuality to being prepared is all counted. I actually give it a grade. Mm-hmm. It's called professionalism, mm-hmm. and they all are graded on that. So I tell them that whatever they're doing, if it's not appropriate in a boardroom with, mm-hmm. Professionals, then it's not appropriate in my classroom. So we start from that. And then to further on about your question about how to decide what to do, even in my engineering classes, we make a point to distinguish between the different types of careers that engineering can offer. Mm-hmm. There's the true engineering in the sense of a four-year university degree or mm-hmm. further. There's also engineering technology, which may take just a two-year degree or a four-year degree, but it's a more hands-on approach to engineering. Mm-hmm. It's actually doing the work as opposed to designing the work. So myself and Mr. Guthrie, who's the other engineering teacher, we make it a point to differentiate between those two and let them know those are both options. And that's something they can look into when they go tour schools, when they mm-hmm. tour colleges, ask about the technology side of things as well.
What you just hit on is such a simple thing, but it's so true. Kids, if they have a positive goal that they're working toward and they know that it's going to benefit them, they're going to do much better in the classroom. And I presume all the way across the board with the career ladders that you've set up, I would think that it would be an ideal teaching situation. Because you have their full attention, they want to learn as much as they can, mm-hmm. and they're actually not bored. They're mm-hmm. actually, you can have a lot of bright kids, very bright kids, that really are not college material because their goals are different than what the universities are putting
True.
Them through.
And we're really lucky in career and technical ed because they choose to come to our classes. They're electives. Mm-hmm. And so if they're in your classroom, they want to be there, or their mom and dad wants them to be there, but for the most part, it's a student choice that they are choosing to come to our classroom. And then we try to set them up with goals for their future.
Do you press upon them the point that not only are those particular subjects in their career ladder good for them, they need to also concentrate on the other classrooms that they're in so that would give them a better opportunity to go into a job that they really want.
True. We are always pointing out ways that what they've learned in math, how it applies to our classes, or what they're mm-hmm. learning in English. Right now, when I left the classroom, the students were working on a technical reading assignment where they had to dig through a big report and summarize it for the class. So mm-hmm. that true in-depth reading of nonfiction, where they have to get down to the nitty-gritty and communicate it, mm-hmm. we do that regularly.
I wonder how many hours you are saving them if they were going to the university by doing what you're doing, because I know a lot of subjects that they would be taking at the university level would apply somewhat to their career, but yet a lot of the things that they are learning would be just for their own enhancement, I guess.
That's
personal
correct.
Enhancement. Mm-hmm. So if I was a parent right now and I had a child going through school, I would be for it 100%. I remember when my kids were graduating from high school, I was one of those parents that I wanted them to go to the university. And you mentioned Nissan, and Nissan had hadn't been open long. And they said, no, Dad, we want to go and work for Nissan. And they were making a ton of money
back then.
Yes. They really were. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was too much to pass by. So, you know, the opportunities are here for the people. They just have to decide on what they're going to do. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Rutherford County is full of older adults dealing with the challenges of aging.
Truman Jones for At Home Care.
According to the National Family Caregivers Association, Tennessee has nearly 600,000 adult sons and daughters struggling to provide family caregiving to their aging parents.
At Home Care.
They're hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. They provide their clients what they want most, to remain in their own homes as independently as possible with their own familiar possessions, neighbors, and schedules. What they do can't be learned from a book. It comes from the heart. They truly do care. They provide top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee.
At Home Care.
Give them a call, 713-4639, and their place of business is located at 237 Castlewood Drive, right here in Murfreesboro.
That's At Home Care.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
One of the most unique restaurants in America is making its way to the borough, the Egg and I Restaurant. It's located in the old Otter's location on the corner of Medical Center Parkway in Thompson Lane. The Egg and I will open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 2 and from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. They also will have free meeting rooms for your business for breakfast or lunch. The Egg and I are excited to be interviewing smiling faces for their breakfast and lunch staff. For more information, call 867-2525. That's 867-2525.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Jim Williams. Tennessee State redshirt freshman football player William Jones III of Smyrna is dead. The 19-year-old was found unconscious with no pulse after taking part in non-contact practice on Wednesday. He died late in the afternoon at Nashville's Baptist Hospital. No word yet as to the cause of his death. A reward's being offered for information about some Tennessee children who are missing.
A Middle Tennessee family is offering a $1,500 reward for information on the mysterious disappearance of two Bedford County children. Chloe Leverett and Gage Daniels were first thought to have died in a house fire that claimed the lives of their grandparents, Molly and Leon McLaren, on September 23rd.
TRN's Tanya J. Powers. Olympic gold medalist Sean White, the snowboarder, has reached a plea deal to settle public intoxication and vandalism charges in Nashville. The district attorney's office says White and the prosecutors in his case agree the charge will be dropped against him if he completes alcohol treatment, performs 24 hours of local community service, and pays restitution. And the Delta Regional Authority in Memphis says officials are scheduled to check on improvements today to a key road at an industrial park there. In South Memphis near the Mississippi River, that park is the site of the new plant belonging to appliance maker Electrolux.
Planning to burn that big pile of leaves in your yard? Follow today's simple tip to ensure your fire doesn't escape. Rake a control line down to bare soil around the area you want to burn to keep the fire from spreading. Remember to always check for local burning restrictions first, and that a state-issued burn permit is required by law between October 15th and May 15th. The free permit can be obtained by calling your local forestry office or online at burnsafetn.org. Your fire is your responsibility. Visit burnsafetn.org for more information.
Driving through the snow, the holiday parties were today. Everyone's going home. No worries on the way. Everything's safe and sound on all the roads in sight. Remembering not to drink and drive gets everyone home tonight. Oh, it's holiday time, please don't drink and drive.
Happy holidays from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. This season, remember, don't drink and drive. Visit us at MADD.org and make a donation in support of MADD programs. That's MADD.org.
FBI's arrested 57-year-old Alan Brown. He's the administrator of a nonprofit organization in Tipton County and is accused of theft. Brown was busted on charges of stealing more than $1,000 and more than $10,000. A school principal is being accused of practicing unusual discipline on students.
The principal at a Nashville school is under investigation for allegedly using martial arts techniques as discipline. Officials say several staff members witnessed the Churchwell Elementary School principal using pressure point techniques under the arm of a student to cause pain.
TRN's Dan Idem. And Nashville police are holding a Georgia man in jail after arresting him with phony Titans tickets. Jim Williams, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, we'll have plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds around 5. Clear skies for tonight, low of 35 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Thaliever.
Currently 46.
That update brought to you by New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix with 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, and echinacea. New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix, real immune support.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS.
Checking Good Neighbor Events, some great plays to enjoy. Chorus Line at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro through November the 18th. The Arts Center of Cannon County presents Peter Pan, now through November the 17th. Don't miss the big fall festival this Saturday at Christiana Elementary School. That's from 11 o'clock this Saturday morning until 3 in the afternoon. The Lead to Succeed 2012 Celebrity Spelling Bee is this coming Tuesday night. That's at the Patterson Community Center. It all benefits our local literacy program, Read to Succeed. The dinner prepared by Macaroni Grill at 6 o'clock, and the Spelling Bee begins at 7. The spellers include Susan Brennan, Leanne Duffy, Mary Moss, Tina Patel, Cynthia Stroberg, Tom Vance, Jewel Tankard, Jennifer Polk Whitlow, Don Clayton, Dunk Eastham, Mitchell Moat, Joey P., Whit Turnbow, and Dan Whittle. And I'm honored to be the pronouncer there. We'll see you Tuesday night at the Spelling Bee over at the Patterson Community Center. Those are Good Neighbor Events.
It's the Truman Show. A look at the people and news shaping Rutherford County with Truman Jones.
And welcome back with us, and we're still talking about education, and we're going to continue talking about education. It's one of my favorite subjects, and we want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. And I think we were talking a little bit but between the commercials, and it hit me while you were talking. If you've got somebody that's been in, say, Siegel and in one of your career programs, and say they've been in a couple of years, and then all of a sudden they're rezoned to another school, and since that would may be the only school at the time that is teaching the particular subject they're taking, what happens to that student?
The students can apply to the board mm-hmm. for a zone exemption. What we're doing right now with Stewart's Creek opening, mm-hmm. I'm working to, first of all, they're going to grandfather juniors and seniors. So
great.
That usually
great.
Helps that.
Yeah.
When we open a new school good. And change zonings. Mm-hmm. So that helps those that are getting ready to graduate. They'll be able to finish their pathway. Mm-hmm. What I'm working with for Stewart's Creek is the 9th and 10th graders that will start there to make sure that they have a pathway that will work for them. Mm-hmm. If there's a program that that student, for instance, early child care, if that's all that child wants to do, then they have to apply for a zone exemption to stay where that program is. But they don't just give them a zone exemption because we have those requests for athletics and everything. So, I mean, they're really strict on it, and the board is the only ones that can approve that.
We've come a long way from shop and the ladies being able to work in their particular areas as far as homemakers and things like that. What was it that triggered the idea of going into career ladder teaching? Is that a hard question?
It is.
Well, you know, when I think about it, this is kind of a throwback to the apprenticeship program mm-hmm. of the olden days. You know, mm-hmm. before we had real organized public education, if someone wanted to learn how to make horseshoes, they went and trained with a farrier. You know, mm-hmm. it was the kind of thing that you went and trained with someone who's already skilled in that particular area. So this is kind of the same thing, just under an organized umbrella. And I think we've come full circle from trying to get away from that to coming back to where we realize we need that still. And this is just a more organized apprenticeship type experience right here in our high schools and middle schools.
It's interesting. There was a report that came out last year at Harvard called Pathways to Prosperity. And it
from
is
Harvard.
From
wow.
Harvard on wow. the need for career and technical skills mm-hmm. for our students. Mm-hmm. And I went to Harvard earlier this month for a conference mm-hmm. on how you work with your community to identify the skills that are here and then what do we need to offer in our schools mm-hmm. to make sure we're preparing what needs to be done. I'm very fortunate because our State Department of Education in Career and Technical Division is wonderful. When I come up with an idea of something that I want to do, I can submit a special course saying, mm-hmm. this is something that I need just for Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. And they can apply for us to offer those programs. Now, I do have to do a pathway because anything that we offer, we have to have 3 credits within one area so mm-hmm. that it's not just, you know, smoker board where they come in and say, well, I want to take ag here and I want to take culinary arts over here and cosmetology over here. That's not what we're about. We want them to have a 3-year unit focus so that they are preparing with a mm-hmm. skill, not just hit and miss. And so I can't even offer a program unless I identify it for 3 years.
Wow. Well, what happens if you have kids that just absolutely want to be in a certain career, and then after a year of high school studying, they find out that they're really not as interested as they thought they would be? Like kids going to college, they keep changing
that's
their
right.
majors
that's
all
right.
the time.
That is why we asked our principals to start our students in the 9th grade mm-hmm. so that that first year is kind of a overview mm-hmm. of what that career is going to be, and that at the end of that 9th grade, they're going to say, this isn't for me. I mm-hmm. want to go someplace else. Well, they've still got 3 years mm-hmm. to change, and I'm happy if a student goes through one and says, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. Well, they're saving a lot of money while they're in high school instead of spending money for them to go to college mm-hmm. when all of a sudden that's not what they want to do. And so we have 7 periods a day, so students have an opportunity to get 28 credits, and they only have to have 22 to graduate. And so there's time for them to change their pathway.
All right, they get to be seniors and they start looking. What's the process? How do you work with them, or do you have to work with them? And like we said earlier, I'm sure that there are a number of businesses, once they find out what's going on. I'm surprised. I hadn't heard anything from the Better Business, not Better Business Bureau, but the other one, about what's going on in the schools. Because the first I had heard about it, to be perfectly honest with you, when I had Don on the show. It seems like it's a hidden treasure that we've got in our education system that nobody's found yet.
It is. In fact, when I have some board members go to the schools, mm-hmm. I say, come here, I've got to show you these programs. And they don't even know we have them, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And so I was excited because Mr. Odom had a retreat for the board members a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we all had presentations on what have. And so I got to go through everything that we have in career and technical to our board. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, wow, I didn't know you had this. You know, so it's good to get the word out, but it's just hard to get it out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of time people think of career and technical ed and they think of that old shop class or mm-hmm. maybe they think of cosmetology, but there's so much more to it. Kay has a list here of like 12 different things that we offer in this county.
All right, what have we got?
Well, audio technology, auto technology.
Oh, that's a great one right there.
Auto collision. Yeah. This is the new one
that's
you were talking
the new
about.
One. Uh-huh.
Carpentry, cosmetology, culinary arts, Project Lead the Way, which is the one at Central Magnet, computer repair, criminal justice, graphic arts, radio, TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't count them as I read it, but those are all the things that we currently offer. And within each of those, there's specialization courses. Like under Project Lead the Way at my school, mm-hmm. we have engineering or we have biomedical sciences. So there's a lot being offered out there. It's really, really pretty neat.
Now, and this does not include the regular programs that we have in agriculture, business, mm-hmm. marketing, Family Consumer Science, which is the old home economics, mm-hmm. Health Science, and Marketing.
Wow.
And so our Health Science is, we have a large program in Health Science, and that's good because the top 8 jobs in the area are in Health Sciences. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to find teachers.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to ask you. The teachers that come in, I presume that they are people who are professionals in those areas.
That's correct. What we can do, and this is unusual, and people will say, well, I just want to get that job. And I said, well, there is a process mm-hmm. if you have health science or in the trades, because they have to have 5 years of experience in mm-hmm. that area. For mm-hmm. instance, radio TV, John McCreary at Blackman, mm-hmm. he had worked on the radio station and a TV station,
right.
everything. Well, he is now the radio TV teacher at Blackman. And he got his job not because of a degree. Mm-hmm. He got it from 5 years of work experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to find workers like that mm-hmm. because most of the time they're taking a cut in pay.
Right.
And so the board has agreed to let me give them 5 years of pay. Mm-hmm. So they start out with 5 years of work experience on the salary schedule. Mm-hmm. And so health science, because it's gotten so hard to find RNs, they've now cut that down to just 1 year of experience in the health sciences to get a teacher.
Wow. So you're actually preparing people in the health sciences to, I guess it goes in a number of directions, either into the nursing fields, probably all the way up to nurse practitioners.
Actually, yes, that's correct.
Do they actually receive hours that would go on to their education after they leave high school?
They don't at this point. What we've got is we have an agreement with Motlow mm-hmm. for our anatomy. Mm-hmm. Those students can go to Motlow, they can take a test, and they can get 3 hours of credit mm-hmm. at no cost mm-hmm. if they pass the test. And so, I mean, there is an incentive for them to at least continue on and work with those. Health science is a hard program to work with because of the age limits mm-hmm. and this type of thing. So, I mean, at least we can get the skills taught from the basics mm-hmm. and up to an anatomy so they're prepared once they go on to the community college or even the technology center. They have some wonderful programs that they can complete in a year and a half at the technology center.
I imagine a lot of your teachers in the classroom would probably be retired people from that area, wouldn't they?
They aren't yet.
Because they're looking for other things to do, but they're ready to do other things in their lives.
That's what we look for health science, because if we've got that RN that's wanting to retire but just get something, you know, on the side, this is a great opportunity for them. I'm looking now for an audio teacher. I don't know if I'll be able to find one.
Now, what do you mean audio? I mean, what
they
does
will
that
be writing music.
Oh, wow.
And this will be at Stewart's Creek. This will be our first program. There's one in Williamson County that I'm going to visit and see what all they're doing there. But I'm concerned about finding that teacher.
I know a lot of songwriters.
Musicians.
Yeah,
that's it.
And a lot of musicians.
That's right.
And you have a world of talent right here. You won't have trouble finding anybody in that area.
I hope so. Get the word out. We hadn't posted the position yet, but I'm going to be looking.
There are a number of songwriters that actually listen to this show.
Good.
Yeah.
Tell them to call me.
And the thing about it is, those classes would have to be fun. Because these guys, they're the most fun people in the world to be around with.
That's
these
right.
musicians.
That's
they
correct.
Really are.
But it can be hard to find a teacher. I mean, In my experience teaching engineering, my degree is in engineering, and I just happened to be in a unique position when they needed someone to teach engineering because I had the degree in engineering and they needed a teacher. I wanted to work towards changing my career to be a teacher, and I had the ability
to
teach.
You have a degree in engineering, and you want to be a teacher now.
Yes.
This kind of falls right in line, doesn't it?
It worked out well for me, but it's hard to find someone in that position.
Yeah.
Because it is a definite pay cut, and for me, I'm a mom, and so I wanted it to kind of work with my kids' schedules, but once I got into it, I realized there's a lot more to it than the hours that are school hours, and so it's still difficult to manage all of that, the time that it requires with, you know, the family life as well. Mm-hmm. So you gotta have someone who's willing to work around all of that and also take the pay cut and just realize that it's for the improvement of the students, and you know, particularly in the fields that you're starting to look for, it's hard to find someone at times to do those things.
Right. Teaching is starting to sound a whole lot more interesting to me.
It is.
Well, when you teach career and technical education, it is a lot more interesting. There's a lot to it. A lot of fun things.
Well, in your particular area, you see a lot of extremely bright kids come there. And when you see their eyes open up and you see that they get it, that's got to be something special.
You know, my ultimate goal is not even for them to say they got it when they're in my class. I hope that 5 years from now, one of those will come back to me and say, Miss Hamby, I'm glad that you had us do XYZ project. Because when I did that same project in college, I was more prepared than my fellow students. Or when I got to my job and they needed me to do this type of thing, I remember doing it in your class. So I'm not even looking at the short term. I want to look at the long term and hope that one day they can look back on it and felt prepared for whatever they did.
You know, in this day and time where there's so much pressure has been put on the education system from the superintendent, the board, to the principals, the teachers, all the way down, it's changing a lot of prospective teachers' outlook on what they're going to be doing. But what you're doing right now seems to be something that would be a positive influence on everybody. And my question would be, have you caught any resistance from the old guard of education?
You know, I have heard that sometimes the teachers who come through the system in the traditional way have a little bit of resentment to the CTE teachers who come about it in my direction, having not had to go through the education classes, having not had to go through the licensure requirements. I've heard that, but I have not experienced that. I have found that teachers are supportive of the career and technical education field. I've never met a teacher who's not willing to help me out with a lesson plan or anything like that. So
I'm not talking as much about in the L High area. I'm talking about in the university level. Has there been any resistance to that, because you can see that it dollar wise it could affect them in the long run?
What we're doing, we've got a program with MTSU in the ag program. Our students can get credit from our high school teachers. Mm-hmm. And so they can get 3 hours of credit in greenhouse and 3 hours in ag business and finance. Mm-hmm. At no cost. Mm-hmm. And so what it is, it's a partnership with the ag department at MTSU, and they work with our ag teachers, and our teacher teaches their curriculum. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, if the student wants to get the credit, they pay $60 to take a test and get 3 hours of credit for $60. Mm-hmm. Or if you take both classes, you'd get 6 hours of credit, you know, for little of nothing. And those students then, the ag department understands that this is a great partnership, because what they're doing is they're identifying these students, mm-hmm. and recruiting them, mm-hmm. to come on to MTSU. And their ag department has increased because of the programs that they're working with us. But now, the rest of the department do not. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're working on it. The law, the legislator passed a law July 1 on dual credit taught, mm-hmm. by high school teachers or taught at the campuses. Mm-hmm. And so we now have a person at the state that works on high school post-secondary pathways. And so we think this is really going to increase, mm-hmm. because the university now understands that, yeah, MTSU, I don't need all these students. I've got so many now, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But that they can be teaching them in high school and prepare them for you, so that when they come to you, they're more prepared than what they have been when you get them. And so they see that this is a plus, and that's what we're working on. But it's going to take some time to get it done, but mm-hmm. it'll get there.
And I'm sure you probably use the university here as a resource.
Absolutely.
In a lot of areas.
Yes,
because they have what is considered the best music department anywhere in the country.
That's why I want to get this program set up with MTSU and Stewart's Creek, because mm-hmm. that ought to be able to get those students immediately to come on to MTSU.
Oh, they're such great people. I've had a number of them on my show, and they're so interesting and so knowledgeable. I mean, you couldn't find a better resource for a number of areas when you're looking at career management than over at MTSU.
That's
so
what we want.
So it would be a great partnership for everybody to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you bring in someone who has been in a career for years and they're not used to being in the classroom, and you start interviewing them for those positions, what are you looking for in those particular people? Because I know you're probably not looking at someone who, I'm retired and I don't want to do anything, but I'll go in and I'll spend 4 or 5 hours a day in the classroom with all those kids that want to throw airplanes at me or whatever.
I look at their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be in love with kids to improve them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that they've got the skill. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they've got that trade, they can teach it if we prepare them. We're fortunate. We have facilitators, mm-hmm. that work with, mm-hmm. our new teachers. And so we do training for them on classroom management, mm-hmm. planning your lesson plans, this type of thing. And so we get training for them to prepare them. And we hope to get them hired before school starts so that we can work with them before, but sometimes we don't get it till the day school starts. And so we have those facilitators there. I pay for subs to come in and meet with me, and we do training for the different things to make sure that they're ready to go in that classroom.
Now, you're talking about the lesson plan that's prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something done before the new teacher goes to the classroom? Are you looking for them to set up a lesson plan themselves, and then you're able to look at it and see how positive that's going to be for the classroom environment?
What we do, when we have our early release days, we meet by program area. So, for instance, all my culinary arts teachers meet together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just hired a new culinary arts teacher. And so when they meet, they come in, they say, here, let me give you my lesson plans.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how I set my stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'll let them go, I'll get a sub for them, and I'll let them go and sit in a classroom with another teacher to work with them, because they have to get in there and see what goes on in a classroom. It's been a while since they've been in school, and so we do all we can, you know, to give them support. They get a mentor at their school that can work with them all year. They all know how to get in touch with me by phone, by email, whatever. If they need help, we're out there. And so we try to give support. Melinda, you went through that. Did you have support?
There was a lot of support. It's still a daunting task. Yeah. My program, the Project Lead the Way curriculum, provides lesson plans. So that helped me out to start with, and on those of us that teach the Project Lead the Way. But to develop a lesson plan is really difficult. You do have to lean on a lot of experienced teachers, all your helpers.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Next, it's the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924.
Sometimes we don't think about how important quality is until it's not there. Quality is as important as the price. It will stand the test of time and save you money. Quality impacts our marketplace. It's the quality of products and services that make a satisfied, loyal customer. And it's quality that grows businesses that are built to last. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
WGNS Murfreesboro, WBTV-LP Murfreesboro, W263AI Murfreesboro, W270AF Murfreesboro.
Local talking news, with Dr. Rishi Saxena, board certified cardiologist, the first to acquire the 64 slice CT scan, and still the only one in the area that can decipher the information.
I'm the most trained guy. I'm board certified in heart CT. Nobody else is in this area.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800. This CT scan only takes minutes, no needles, and it could show early signs other tests miss.
We are the only one who are trained to find plaque buildup earlier.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, we'll have plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds around 5. Fair skies for tonight, low of 35 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Thaluber.
Currently, 46.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Hello, everybody. This is Doyle Mayfield of the legendary country duo Doyle and Debbie. What's the matter, Debbie?
Well, Doyle, I just can't get those jackpots out of my mind.
What jackpots would that be?
Tennessee cash jackpot.
You've been playing that Tennessee lottery again.
Can't help it, Doyle. That's cash money we're talking about.
Debbie, you gotta curb them thoughts.
But the chances are better because you can only play for jackpots in Tennessee.
Debbie, you gotta concentrate on being a huge country star.
But Doyle, big cash jackpots and better Tennessee odds.
I understand, Debbie, but just remember, when you win, we're a duo. Doyle and Debbie, 60-40.
Folks, don't forget, Tennessee cash jackpot. Jackpot start at $200,000 and draw every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
We're Tennessee Country Crackpots. Saying to you about jackpots.
Want a second chance to win? Join the Tennessee Lottery's VIP Player Suite and enter your eligible non-winning instant tickets into Play It Again. There's more than $1.4 million in cash to be won. Register at TNLottery.com by December 17th.
And welcome back with us. And Kay and Melinda, I mean, we've talked about a lot of things that are going on. And we talked about the culinary classes, which would be most of our favorites. And when somebody comes in, I presume that they have been primarily a chef somewhere.
Yes, that's
when
correct.
When they come in. So they're already experts. They've been through all the schools. They know how... Would culinary classes be for someone who is looking for a career to go in and maybe work in one of the finer restaurants? Or is this somebody that would go in and just basically want to catch up on all, as Melinda was saying, a lost art.
That's correct.
Are we looking at fried chicken?
No, we're not. I'm telling you what. And one thing that you'll find when we go into a culinary program, mm-hmm. we look to see if everything's fresh. Oh, the salad dressing, is that made fresh or are you getting something out of a bottle? Mm-hmm. You know, we want you to teach how to make it from mm-hmm. scratch. And mm-hmm. so that's what we work with on that. We had a luncheon over at Blackman yesterday, and we had representatives from the state and from all mid-Cumberland. And they were just amazed. They said they had never been in a restaurant like this at a school. Mm-hmm. And they were just amazed by it. And then the other thing that the state said, because we toured the Sketch It Up, which is their coffee shop mm-hmm. there at the school, mm-hmm. and we went to Radio TV. They were taping the Lunchbox mm-hmm. Program that will be shown today, or no, Blackman, at Friday in the cafeteria. And then we went to Culinary Arts, and we went to Criminal Justice. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because all of these other career technical coordinators from across the state and from the state, they said, I have never been in a school walking in a classroom like this mm-hmm. that the students were the workers, not the teachers. Mm-hmm. And Virtual Enterprise, this is a program that we've started in the state of Tennessee. We found it out in New York, and we came back and put it in, and it's grown to 90 schools in the state since we wow. put it in. But they have to write a business plan, determine what they're going to sell, mm-hmm. and it's done online, virtually. Mm-hmm. It's like 2,500 schools that are participating across the country, and everything's done online, and they have to sell their products to other virtual firms across the country. And so anyway, they presented to us, they told us all about their different departments. They have an accounting department, they have administration, they have HR, they have marketing. Mm-hmm. And so each of the teachers, students told us exactly what they did and all. Well, they're going to a trade fair next week to Pigeon Forge. And so there's over 90 schools going there to set up their trade fairs. Wow. And they have a competition on salesmanship, mm-hmm. on their booth, on their webpage. And so they have judges come in from that area and select the winners. And so it's so funny because they're just into it. They're doing it all. You know, the teacher's just standing on the side guiding them. And
that's amazing.
It is wonderful.
Instead of being in a structured classroom that everything is the same all the way down the line, you're teaching creativity with the kids where they can use their own minds and establish different things. I mean, what a great way to deal with kids.
It is wonderful. And it's so exciting when you mm-hmm. walk in there.
It's all very hands-on. Mm-hmm. Everything in career and technical ed is hands-on. So you don't expect to go into a CTE classroom and find just a lot of lecturing and taking notes. There's a little bit of that, or to some degree, you know, it might be half and half, but the idea is you're preparing them to do some kind of hands-on project, mm-hmm. and then you go do it.
That's right.
What if, say, somebody like Jim Demas comes in over at the school board or wherever, and he says, I am looking for the best chef you've got, and this is a type of foods that I deal with. We don't cook anything that's not healthy. Everything's healthy. It's grilled. We don't do any fries or whatever. How would you be able to select somebody, or would you be able to?
I wouldn't. I would send them to our teachers because they know.
Right.
And so that would be great. One of the things that we did when the Avenue opened, mm-hmm. they fed about 500 dignitaries, remember, mm-hmm. out at mm-hmm. the Avenue?
Yeah.
It was our students at Blackman
wow.
that prepared all of that food.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What a great deal for them.
I mean, it was wonderful. They had a ball.
Do you have a direct link with the Chamber of Commerce here in Rutherford County?
I work.
Has that been a focus of yours, too?
Yes. I work with Sandy Ponder at mm-hmm. the Chamber, and with Lee Rennick. Mm-hmm. And then Paul, some too, but they're working with us on our advisory council because we're getting ready to set this back up, mm-hmm. and they're going to help lead it for us.
I mean, what a great tool to have in this community, to have all these bright young people that are coming in and are already educated in the particular fields that most of these businesses would like to have.
That's right.
Well, Kay, Melinda, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it more than anybody because, I mean, I love learning new things, especially something that's going to be positive for our community. And I want to thank the school system. I want to thank Don Odom and each and every one of you for the contribution you're making to our education here in the community and everybody that's involved. I really do commend you.
Thank you so much.
And I know Harry Gill would be proud too.
That's right, he is. And we would love for you to come over sometime, and we'll take you to see some of our programs.
I would love to, and I would like to see every one of them, and I would like to finish up with the culinary department.
There you go. We'll have a dinner for you.
We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock.